It is 7:02 and a good morning. Matt Murphy and Valerie Vining. Matt and Val on Talk 99.5. If you missed a moment of hour number one, you missed a lot. The 6 o'clock freak hour can teach us much about air flight and the appendix, the gallbladder and whatnot. We went over medical. We went over technological. I mean, it was an all-encompassing first hour. I feel pretty good about it, Val.
Yeah, I do too. We talked a little sports too because there's a lot of excitement about Braves winning for those Braves fans, and being that Alabama doesn't have a professional baseball team, a lot of us have adopted the Braves.
I mean, there are a lot of Braves fans in Alabama, right?
I believe so. And the fact that we're close and we can go over, run over and see games, and I think there's quite a few Braves fans.
Where would the next logical fan base be? St. Louis, maybe the Cardinals, I don't know. Tennessee doesn't have a professional team, right? No.
I don't think so. Mississippi doesn't, so maybe Florida.
I mean, I guess the Florida doesn't feel right.
No, it doesn't. Nah.
Tampa Bay, the Devil Rays, I guess.
That's way too far south. That's way down there.
That's them,
let's pop in the car and go see a game 10 hours later.
I mean, no, seriously, where's the next geological or geographical Major League Baseball team from a proximity standpoint? I guess it would be the St. Louis Cardinals.
Goodness. Do we need a Major League Baseball team here in the state of Alabama? Do we need one?
No.
Do you think it would get support if we had a Major League team?
No, I do not.
And is that based on too many eyeballs on Saturday football college games?
Baseball is being killed by television and by the way society is going. We are an instant gratification society.
Oh, yeah. We've talked about this, if they could play baseball faster.
So even football, which is a much faster paced sport, even with football, television gives us the opportunity to do the things we need to do during the game and still enjoy the game and the fast-paced nature of the game, right? There are still gaps in football that we fill with this, that, or the other thing. There are way too many in baseball, and I'll tell you why I know this. You mentioned your experience trying to find the game on the iPad and doing all that and not having a television and everybody's watching the Braves game. Well, E was in bed. I'm watching the Braves game on the big TV in the living room and through the doorway in the den past the kitchen. You've been to my house. You're one of the few. I put up a TV there and I turned that television on the Bama game. And so when nothing was going on there, and this is the society we've become, Valerie.
Right.
I had my laptop open. I was doing some work on the laptop. I'm watching the Braves game on the big screen television. And then off in the distance, I can see the Bama-Tennessee game way over there. So when that's not on, I check that. And if the commercial's on, I see something that might be of interest there. I flip it on over on the big screen so I can watch it there. Then flip it back to watch the Braves. Meantime, I got my Twitter on my phone. I got my
stuff everywhere.
I mean, is that amazing?
Yeah, it is. And it's almost mind-boggling how we do that. And we're just so inundated with boom, 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 stuff coming at you 24/7. And you're right. And we've kind of talked about baseball in the past. And, I'm not a big baseball fan. I mean, I like baseball. I get it. It's very Americana. I'm all supportive of it, but sometimes I can't sit through it because it does. It just moves sometimes too slow. And there's a lot of lulls in the game. But then when you get that hit,
But here's the thing. At the ballpark.
It's exciting to be at the ballpark.
Well, but those lulls are a place to talk to your friends.
Get a hot dog. Right.
Those lulls are okay at the ballpark because it's a more social setting. Those lulls do not translate on television very well. Plus, my second point on this, television kills baseball because all you see are the pitcher and the batter, typically. You're following the ball around. If you're following the ball around, you don't follow the strategy of the game. I mean, most people think, well, you just send 9 people out on the diamond and just sit them up, and you don't see the shifts that are going on.
Right.
And they're trying to show you more of that on television now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's very difficult. It's difficult to see the totality of the game on your box.
Right.
In your home.
In baseball. In football, I think it's a little different. I enjoy watching it on TV. I like going to Bama games. if there's an NFL game that you can go to, I enjoy it. I love being there. But I find that I don't focus on the game as much because I'm looking at everything else that's going on around me, the other parts of the stadium. But if I'm watching it on TV, I'm laser focused on the game, and you're able to see it, the whole thing,
well,
as you're saying, as you don't get in baseball.
Well, but I think baseball and football are different for me in this regard. Baseball is more spread out. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if I'm in the stands and the people are really, really small, I don't need to see them up close. They're spread out and I know what they're doing. And I can follow the ball. So when the bat hits the ball and the ball goes to the shortstop, I see what's going on. So football players are so packed in, I can't see the action of the game. I don't really know what's going on. I have no idea that a fumble just happened until somebody tells me that a fumble just happened. When I watch it on television,
you see it all.
I see it all.
Yeah.
And so I think television helps football and it hurts baseball. I don't know. So maybe a baseball team would work in Alabama. Who knows?
I don't know. I mean, you know, again, I know the support that the Birmingham Barons get. And again, that's a minor league team, but what would it look like if we had a major league team?
All right, how about this? How about I remember a time earlier this year when a lie was told about some legislation that was being passed in Georgia. And that lie was told and repeated by leftists all over this country. And that lie was all about how Georgia was trying to keep black people from voting. Georgia wanted black people to go back to where they came from. Georgia wanted black people not to vote. And Stacey Abrams repeated that lie, and the Democrat Party repeated that lie, and the hashtag Never CNN of the world, they repeated that lie as well. And they repeated it so long and so loud that Major League Baseball believed them.
Yep.
And it was nonsense. And they took away the All-Star game from Atlanta, from Truist Park. Well, how about go straight to hell, Major League Baseball, because you can have your All-Star game. The World Series is coming to Atlanta, Georgia.
How about that?
Thank you very much.
Yeah. I mean, think about that, how that transpired and that game went away. You're right, based on lies and misinformation, complete misinformation that many of the Democrats shoved down people's throats. And that was not true. That the way would they
they were trying to stop the what happened in November of 2020 and what happened in the subsequent Senate races was a shame at least and a steal at best. Okay? So in order to make sure that some of the shenanigans that went on in Georgia, specifically Atlanta, never happened again, the Georgia legislature passed a few reasonable, common sense voting reforms.
And that's exactly what they were.
And those were called Jim Crow. Worse than Jim Crow, they called them. And it was never true. And because of that, Major League Baseball took the All-Star game away.
And all the money that goes with
And all the money that goes with it.
By the way,
in a majority black city.
Yeah. I mean, talk about shooting yourself in the foot. Oh my goodness. All that revenue.
All
the economic revenue for that city.
For all of those minority businesses, Valerie.
It didn't make any sense at all.
And they sent it to Lily White, Colorado, Denver, Colorado.
Right. Somebody tell us. Whoa. I mean, that is complete lunacy that they would do that. I mean, they shot themselves in the foot by doing that, by yelling it to the top of their lungs. That these voting laws changes were anti-African American, and it just wasn't true.
545-9950 is the telephone number if you'd like to be a part of the show. I don't know why I give those numbers, because our phone lines are full right now and you'll hear a busy signal. But I'll try to clean that up with who is next. Let's see. I believe Johnny has slipped in there first. Hey, Johnny, good morning and welcome.
Hey, man. What is your husband's name, Valerie? You were telling me.
Lisa is next in Pell City. Lisa, good morning and welcome.
Good morning. I was just, there's so many things that I could talk about now, but I just wanted to say on Gator Hate Week, go Dogs.
I know.
How about those dogs?
You know, Lisa, between you and me, and I'll ask that no one else listen while Lisa and I talk for just a moment. I don't know if you knew this or not, Lisa, but Gators wear jean shorts.
Oh, no.
I don't know if you knew that.
And it's starting. Oh, no.
They love down there in Gainesville. They love their jean shorts and their Gator jerseys and their gold chains. Mm. They love that.
Well, this is going to be a Go Dawgs kind of week, and we're going to take care of business.
Well, I certainly hope so. I feel good. I feel confident. This is a good team. Great defense, Lisa. And watch that AR-15 though. That Richardson guy is really good. Gotta watch.
Got it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, I feel it. I feel it in my heart too. Thanks, Lisa, for the telephone call. Let's see. I'm going to blow through these as quickly as possible, Valerie, because I know. Hey, Charles. Good morning.
Morning, Go Dawgs.
What's up, Charles?
Nothing much. Slim chance came through. I was trying to contact you. I lost your number. Are you planning on heading to Jacksonville this weekend?
I had not planned on heading to Jacksonville, but if you got a couple of tickets, Charles, I'd be willing.
I've got an extra one.
Oh my goodness!
I better err on the side of caution this weekend and stay with my wife.
yeah, take care of her. Make sure she gives Hilda. Hopefully, she's feeling good. We've been thinking about her and hoping she's.
Well, Charles, that's awesome that you're going down to the game. That's good.
This is the one game growing up in Georgia. Probably every single home game in Athens I went to, as you know, as we all did being from Georgia, this is the one treasured game that I've not had the chance enjoyment to go to, and I actually got the opportunity to go this year, and I'm not gonna miss it.
Well, it is an incredible game. Don't expect too much from the area outside of the stadium. The stadium's pretty nice now that they rebuilt it a number of years ago, I guess about 10 or 15 years ago now. Maybe a little more, but it's a gorgeous stadium, and you know the drill, man, 50-50 split, and they don't call it the world's largest outdoor cocktail party.
You know, this is one of those games for Georgia. It could be like the Carolina game. Doesn't matter if you're rated first or last. It's going to be a good game either way. I hope it's going to be more on the high scoring side for Georgia, but who knows?
You know, I hope it's boring as hell. I hope this game is the most boring thing that we've ever watched, meaning that Georgia's up by so much that the ratings take a nosedive in the second half, you know?
But we can only hope it, you know, it almost happened to Alabama this past weekend.
Mm-hmm. It was close, Charles.
Well, any team on any given Saturday can hang in there, and especially with this game. Georgia fans know how to be snake bit. We know how to be snake bit.
How about that? He's inviting you to the game.
I
got
know,
a ticket.
That's pretty cool.
I know. I'm saying you might want to.
You Charles. Think, you think I might. Hey, Charles, hit me up, buddy. Hey.
He might say, hey, go. I mean, you know, come on. This is a big game.
Matt at talk995.com.
Just
go
saying.
Ahead. Just throw an email out there, Charles, and.
Sweet. Very nice of Charles.
Maybe, are you saying I might have reacted a little too quickly?
Maybe a little quick, yeah.
A little quickly?
Yeah, call back, Charles. Matt might change his mind on that.
Those pretty good seats, Charles?
Where are those seats?
Oh, in stadium.
You're in the stadium somewhere.
They're in the stadium somewhere. That's good enough for me. Hey, I'll tell you what's great enough for me, and that is Perry Cronin and Axiom Tax Resolution Group. Perry and his team have just simply identified the parts of the IRS tax code that you need to know about to help you save money if you have issues with the IRS. That's as simple as it gets. Perry and he has been doing it for what, 30 years now? Well over 30 years, as a matter of fact. And what does he do? He takes people that have had issues with the IRS that owe tens of thousands of dollars with the IRS, and he saves you money. It's as simple as a telephone call to Perry Cronin and Axiom Tax Resolution Group. Let Perry help you. I promise you, he can do that. Perry Cronin is a local agent. He's a local guy from Birmingham. He's not a 1-800 number, and he has the experience that you need. Call 872-1100. That's 205-872-1100 or 205tax.com for Perry Cronin and Axiom Tax Resolution Group. Matt Murphy's legal team on Talk 99.5. Blunt Hughes, attorneys and counselors at law. Take charge of your family's future. It's an Alabama firm for Alabama families, and I found it up in Trustville. They have over 70 years of combined experience with estate planning experience, but they also do personal injury, family law, criminal defense. providing legal assistance throughout the state of Alabama, housed, as I mentioned, right there in Trustville. Scott, David, Leslie, Sharon, the rest of the team, they want to help you. So if you have a legal matter of any note, I want you to call. The first call to be made should be to Blunt Hughes, Attorneys at Law. BluntHughes.com for more information. You spell Blunt, B-L-O-U-N-T, Hughes.com, or 205-383-1875. 205-383-1875 for Blunt Hughes, Attorneys at Law. Once again, Alabama firm for Alabama families. Give them a call for all of your legal needs today.
So some pretty nice weather over the weekend. You guys, a little cloudy yesterday, but we're going to have a little bit of a cool down. You want some cooler weather as if it's not already pretty nice out there?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's
all right. At some point this week, speaking of cooler weather.
Yes.
And the cool down. At some point this week, I need to find out from the people when we're celebrating Halloween.
That's a very good question. And I, you know what, Matt, just from the little bit of, that I talked to folks over the weekend, it sounds like they're going to stick to Sunday, even though there are some that think that's a little odd, that maybe it should happen on Saturday.
I've heard that different communities do different things. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Maybe we need to collect at some point over the course of the week a list to help people out.
I think that's a great idea. And what are your thoughts? Are we trick-or-treating on Sunday evening?
Here's what I would say. The purist in me says it's the 31st. Halloween's on the 31st. But the homeowner not homeowner anymore, I'm a renter now, but the guy that's handing out the candy.
Yes. Does he want to do it Saturday night?
I'm a little torn because I'm doing it Saturday night because that's going to be at the end of the Georgia-Florida game, and I ain't doing it then.
You might need to put a sign on the door. I'm serious. Ding dong, all the way through the game. Ding dong. You need a sign. You might need a sign or a bowl of candy out front.
But I think I'm saved in Helena because I think Helena's doing it on the 31st. I think.
Have you bought candy yet?
Yes.
Are you stocked and ready to go?
Yes.
Very good.
We have four, maybe five huge bags
yes,
of candy.
Right.
Like I bought three bags and then E bought some bags.
Good to go.
It is absolutely ridiculous the amount of candy that we have.
That's good.
John Bird, you'll be getting a lot of that candy.
What'd that set you
come
back?
November 1st.
Candy's a little pricey.
You know, I bought two bags from Sam's, I guess it was, and I don't know. I mean, yeah.
It's expensive.
I get it. All right, Derek, we'll get to you momentarily. We'd love to speak with you as well. 545-9950. Coming up, a surprising take by Matt Murphy on the Alec Baldwin situation.
Let's talk about that. Wow, what a story over the weekend.
And Anthony Fauci, I don't know what you say about Anthony Fauci.
I've run out of
adjectives.
Words for Anthony Fauci, and I have some very strong ones.
New news about Anthony Fauci. And oh, by the way, the National Institutes of Health now admits that Anthony Fauci is a lying SOB.
Listen.
They admit it.
Yeah, they admitted it.
That he lied in front of Congress. He ought to be
prosecuted,
arrested.
Yes.
More in a moment. Matt and Val. Odd way to begin that song, but, you know, I get it. 7:33 and a good morning to you. That's just a little jab at John Bird, who can't help himself. He can help himself when it comes to every other aspect of the show, but he can't help himself when it comes to editing bumper cuts. I understand.
That was the 2020.
You know, here's the thing. That brings him great joy. Editing bumper cuts it brings him great joy.
You know what brings me great joy?
What?
Like running a good show, running a clean show. That brings me joy.
It brings me joy, too.
I know it does, John, and you've done a great job this morning. You're screening telephone calls. You're running the board. You're getting audio. Oh, wait, no audio yet. But we'll get there. 545-9950 is the telephone number, 545-9950. I'm really not in a bad mood. I'm in a great mood.
No, and here's the thing. John, your life would be so easier if you brought what brings Matt joy. Your job would be so much easier. Right?
Yes.
You just start the song. You don't have to worry about editing it or doing any of that.
Well, all the ones I did in 2020, it would take hours and hours and hours to go
through. That's what I mean. You didn't have to do that.
Well, no, but that was 2020, and this is 2021. This is a new year. Well, no, it's not a new year.
2021.
No, it's almost over.
Uh-huh.
It's been months. I mean, months since I've added a bumper. I've kicked the habit. I feel pretty good. But then, you know, those old ones come up, and, you know. But I hadn't fallen off the wagon. No, sir.
Well, it's playing the bumpers.
Yeah, it's not.
Well, yes,
but it's not the act of editing the bumper, because you're not editing anything during the show. You would do that during off times anyway. So.
Right.
You might want to blow up that 2020 folder.
Uh-huh.
And just start fresh.
Start fresh.
Just start playing from the beginning.
I mean, this is like a conversation I have with my wife about getting rid of crap.
Right. It's the same.
It's okay. If you haven't seen it in the last year, then you don't really, I don't think you need it.
You haven't missed it. Right, I did that in the closet the other day where I was like, you know, I haven't worn that shirt or that top or whatever. And it's just, it's in the way. You know what I mean? Why don't I donate that? Why don't I get rid of it? And it is so refreshing to get rid of some of that. By the way, your doll is at my sister-in-law's. Your doll.
Uh-huh. Your doll. I don't have a doll.
No.
Your doll.
That was
your doll. No, that's your doll.
That was your doll?
No, that's your doll.
And it's a huge hit at the house.
Oh, good.
Only the problem is now sometimes she just pops on by herself, even uh-huh. when she's turned off.
Yeah, I'm sure
so
she does.
So here's the thing. I'm glad I now know where she is.
Uh-huh. Because you don't want her.
For a little bit, I wasn't sure. I thought I'd misplaced her. But I now know where she's at.
You popping up the Halloween decorations this week?
I've got some outside already, and I'll increase that as we get closer to Sunday.
Yeah, so Halloween is Sunday, and the question was, when are you celebrating Halloween? Because I don't know.
I think you got to go with the 31st.
I think you go with the 31st.
I think
there
so.
Was a time when communities would collectively say, no, we're not doing that on the Lord's Day.
Right.
We'll do that the day before. Now, Halloween is such an innocuous. I mean, there was also a time where people... people actively promoted the fact that Harry Potter was of the devil, right?
Right.
And then Halloween was of the devil.
Your kids can't possibly read those books.
I mean, come on. I don't think anyone's
let's not take this so seriously.
I don't think anyone's turning to Satanism as a result of dressing up and going and acting like little Democrats and getting free stuff. That's what's worse is that Halloween is now a Democrat socialist holiday.
Is it?
Yes,
are we giving away money instead of candy? Is that what we're doing now?
It teaches young people to be little Democrats. If you put on the right costume and traipse about the neighborhood and act as an annoyance, you can have something for nothing.
How about that? How about the Democrats now talking about lowering the trillions dollar bill that they're looking at?
Well, because they can't get anything else passed.
You can't get any leeway any further with the enormous bill that you currently have.
We discussed this during our golf round on Friday. What a wonderful event that was. Name me one thing that the administration of Joe Biden has done that has been positive for the United States of America.
Ask that to a Democrat.
That has nothing to do, and tell them that the one rule is you can't say or refer to Donald Trump.
Correct. Tell me what this administration, what Joe Biden has done.
Mm-hmm. One thing.
Positive.
One thing. I bet you could drive a golf ball longer than Joe Biden. I got $1,000.
Thanks, Matt.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
$1,000.
Does he even play golf?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
But you got him.
Well, yeah, he has trouble walking and talking at the same time.
And what was the hand thing?
I have no idea.
With Anderson Cooper.
You know, if y'all didn't see it, he had both hands out in front of him. If you could do a 90-degree, elbows to your sides, fist clenched and right out front, almost like if you were skiing down a ski slope,
uh-huh.
how you have two poles in your hand. Just imagine that he stood there as Anderson Cooper was asking him questions. And Anderson, for a minute, got... I think sidetracked, squirreled by what Joe Biden was doing.
Squirrel.
And he kind of forgot the question and kind of fumbled through it there for a second. And I think it was based on Joe just kind of standing there. It's like, what are you doing? What is he doing? And then, of course, all the memes with Beavis and Butthead. And
Beavis. There was one great one where someone had superimposed a Shetland pony underneath him. That was nice.
It was just awkward. It was just very odd. It was like, what are you... Anderson doesn't want to draw any attention to it, but as an interviewer, I may have stopped and said, are you okay, Mr. President? Or
he
Sleepy Joe.
It was like his arms were seizing up.
Yes. That's what it looked like.
And
like, why are you holding this position? And it was very unnatural, very odd. And
it was
he asked it through... He was standing there through the whole question. And I'm talking like probably 40 seconds or longer standing there. It was very bizarre.
All right, let's get Derek's held for some time, and I'll give you my take on Alec Baldwin coming up in a moment. Derek, good morning.
Hey, Derek.
Hey, good morning. I want to say a couple things. One, I agree with you on baseball and football and TV. Much more fun to go to a baseball game and much more fun to watch a football game on TV.
Hey, man.
100%. I'm right there with you.
And it would be wonderful, I think, for Birmingham to get an expansion team. I grew up in Denver and saw what the Rockies and Coors Field did for what was called Lower Downtown there in Denver. And it was an amazing transformation.
You know, that same transformation did not occur in Atlanta, Georgia. It's interesting. I don't know about the transformation at Coors Field. I've never been to Denver, but, you know, I know in Atlanta, when Turner Field was built, I mean, ultimately it was built for the 1996 Olympics, and it was restructured to become Turner Field. And the design, or the idea, I guess, behind the placement of the design was to reinvigorate that Fulton County area, and it never happened.
So, I guess from my observation, what happened in Denver, they took an industrial area, what was an industrial area, and they put a lot of very pricey lofts and a lot of specialty beer establishments and all sorts of just fun stuff to do down there. And that's probably some of it. You've got to make sure that the real estate goes up in value quite a bit.
Yeah, you have to gentrify the area, as it's called, to a certain degree. I think, frankly, what we're seeing in downtown Birmingham is reminiscent of what you're describing. They put in, you know, B&A Warehouse was there. Good People came in, Good People Brewery. And then they got Railroad Park landed. They put the ball field there, and since then there has been an explosion of lofts and condominiums and
restaurants,
various construction projects.
Yep, I remember when they were auctioning off the city blocks in that industrial area before Coors Field, and I could kick myself for not finding enough money to invest in some of that property there, because I mean, I wouldn't have to work right now if I had.
Now, what was the old Will Rogers saying, Derek? Buy land. They're not making it anymore.
That's right.
Yeah. Well, that's right. No, good stuff. I appreciate you, man. Thank you for the call, and thank you for the patience. 545-9950, the telephone number, if you'd like to be a part of the show. Wallace is next up. He's calling from Blount County. Hey, Wallace.
Hey, Matt, I'd like to ask you and Val a question, if you will, please.
Yes, sir.
A while ago, you referred to that gentleman as a lying S-O-B. I don't know, Matt, why you would slur his mother when you don't even know his mother. You don't even know her name. And I'm asking because I don't know. Could it be that you and Valerie had a mother like that and you don't realize that they are good women out there? I can't understand why you slurred the lady, Matt. Now, if you want to call him a liar, fine. If that's what he did, I don't know the man. Don't even want to know it. I'm not into politics. But I do know that I don't like women slurred on a radio program like this. It's uncalled for, Matt. You're a better man than that, I think. Am I wrong, Matt?
Probably. I'm probably not a better man than that. So, Wallace, let's talk about it. A number of years ago, good friend of mine, Charles Bishop, was then a state senator. And Charles Bishop was on the floor of the state senate. Do you remember this, when he had a confrontation with Lowell Barron?
No, I don't.
You don't recall this? So,
no, I don't.
That's okay. I'll describe it to you. So Lowell Barron and Charles Bishop were having a back and forth. Charles had been a Democrat for a lot of his life, and he ran as a state senator as a Republican, and he won as a Republican after serving as agriculture commissioner. And Charles and Lowell had a disagreement in which in which Lowell Barron referred to him as an SOB. And Charles slugged him. Hit him.
I don't blame him. Now, I remember that. Yeah, now that you told me that.
Well, the reason that Charles, and I talked to Charles about it, and the reason that Charles hit him was because Charles, he called him an SOB. And so for people of a certain generation, and I'm and this is just for your information, Wallace, and you know, take it for what you will. I take your comments under advisement as well. For people of a certain generation, the term is a direct slur against someone's mother. And for people of a younger generation, the term has morphed into a slur against that person. So all I can tell you is that generationally, that younger people do not look at calling someone an SOB as referring to their mother so much as just referring to them. Now, I understand the genesis of the term, and I understand your understanding of the term. I'm just trying to help you understand how I use it.
And you think you're right.
I don't claim to be right or wrong. I'm just explaining to you the generational difference between using the term son of a bitch where you come from and where I come from, okay?
Well, I'm quite a bit older than you are, Matt.
I know that. I understand that, Walt.
About 50. You're not even 50, are you?
I'm 48 years old.
That's what I was thinking. Yeah, I'm nearly twice your age. But just the word itself, son of a.
No, I understand. Bitch. I understand.
But I would think young
people Wallace,
know what the word
I'll tell you. I'll tell you a great story. My mom got really mad at my brother one time. My mother had, I mentioned this in the 6 o'clock hour, you know, she had brain cancer when I was very, very young, but she overcame that to the point that, no, that's okay. She overcame that to the point.
No, it's not.
Well, no, I'm telling you, it was okay. I mean, it's all right. Things happen. I mean, she overcame it, and she was a wonderful woman, and I love her dearly. Right. Lost her when she was 50 years old, Wallace. Or I'm sorry.
I'm sure she was a great woman.
Well, the bottom line is this: she called my brother an SOB one time when she out of anger. I mean, she called him a little SOB, and Brian, my brother, is 2 years older than me. Started laughing, and she, it was making her madder. And she's like, "What are you laughing about?" And he goes, "Mama, you just called yourself." She got so mad. So I know, I get it, and I probably shouldn't use language like that anyway, Wallace.
God bless you, man. You got a great show. That just to me drops it just a tad.
Well,
we can build it back up, no problem.
Well, Wallace, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna take that under serious advisement, and I'll think of you next time before I open my mouth and use the term. Okay.
All right. Thank
yes, sir.
Brother. Bye bye.
Absolutely. Thank you, Wallace.
You know, Wallace brings up a good point. I mean, and you presented a good point that's something that was used hit when he was growing up. And where he is now, it's always going to be in his mind. There are certain words that I hear that I cringe. There are certain words that other people hear, they cringe. And that one apparently is in his wheelhouse, and he does not like it because, again, as you explained, that for folks that are of his age, maybe look at it a little differently than younger people that maybe use it in a really direct, derogatory way.
Well, I'll tell you.
I get what he's saying.
I do, too. I'll tell you why I'm sensitive to what Wallace is saying, and while I have ultimate respect for Wallace, and God bless him. My grandpa always told me to respect my elders, and I do. And, you know, I was simply trying to explain that there is a different usage in the term. Mm-hmm. I mean, Wallace, I don't know if you know a lot about Netflix, but if the younger people say, let's watch Netflix and chill, they don't mean watching a movie. Anyway, you know, so things change over time.
They do.
That said, when that happened with Charles Bishop, that made national headlines.
Yes, it did.
I was in Panama City on a golf trip, and I called my grandfather to talk with him, just to check in with him, and it had made national news. And my grandfather said, well, what in the world happened over there in Alabama? They're hitting people
on the floor
in the legislature. And I told him what had happened. I said, well, you know, Charles Bishop says that Lowell Barron called him this name. And when I told him what he had called him, there was a pause on the phone, and my grandpa said, well, some things toed an ass whipping.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's why that happened.
I mean, that's the way he felt yes. about it, that you were calling his mother that. Yes. And Wallace was the same way. And I get sure. it. I get it. And you know what? We don't have to lower ourselves to talk
about it. No, especially when we're talking about Anthony Fauci. And again, that's how this all came up this morning. Right. And if you followed what happened this weekend, it's just disgust. He's just a disgusting individual.
545-9950 is our telephone number. 545-9950-49 after it's Matt and Val. It is Talk 99.5. Matt Murphy, Valerie Vining. Hey, a brand new sponsor on the show. I want to talk to you about it for just a moment. That is Hone Health. Gentlemen, let's discuss your testosterone, right? Over the last, and there are a number of reasons for this, but over the last generation or so, testosterone in men has gone down 25%. That's right, 25% down. And the thing is, that's not our issue. There are a lot of factors, environmental changes affecting our generation. Today, 30 million men in the United States of America have low T, and that affects their daily lives. And it's not just about libido. Gentlemen, there's no stigma in discussing low testosterone. It affects energy levels and muscle mass and focus and overall mood. Right now, you can get, for $45, you can get a home test that will test your testosterone. Not there in the house. You obviously would take the sample and send it off, and then you get a telephone call from a medical expert. I'm not a medical expert, of course, and this is not medical advice from me. But what I will tell you is they take the complications out of getting your testosterone tested. It's just as easy as ordering Hone's use at home assessment test today to learn if your testosterone level is low. And if it is, you'll have a consultation with a doctor to tell you what the right avenues for you are. It's only $45. Go to Hone Health, that's HONEHealth.com/MattTalk. HoneHealth.com/MattTalk to take advantage right now.
Birmingham Broker phone lines, they are full. We got Rush and Jackie and Elias and someone else wanting to weigh in this morning.
Let's see. I don't know. I tell you what I can't do. I can't rush. I can't rush Jackie, and I can't rush Elias. Many of you desiring to discuss what's going on in the world today with Anthony Fauci and other things. Alec Baldwin coming up as well. Alec Baldwin, you know, responsible for someone else's death, but it wasn't really his responsibility. We'll talk about that. As we continue, it's Matt and Val on Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Stand by.